Greetings and salutations. This is DJ Kevin Stew inviting you to bubble up and simmer down with me in the Saturday Stew right here on Reggae Global Radio. Get ready for the special segment called The Secret Ingredient, where you may hear from your favorite artist or producer. Saturday Stew happens every Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time exclusively on ReggaeGlobalRadio.com, where we get high on reggae.
Things have a way of working out in a special way of working out. And my secret ingredient today, Dale, you hearing me? Why am I not hearing you? Okay, maybe I can hear you now. Go ahead and take it off mute. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, man.
It's obvious.
Okay, good. I get you now. I hear you now. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome my secret ingredient for the day. The man coming to spice up the thing. But Dale, before anything else, I know you're on the road and making the best of the situation to be the secret ingredient today. But like I was saying earlier, things have a way of working out. Since I started this broadcast, I am yet to have a gospel artist as my secret ingredient. You're the first one. And
see,
it just so happens that before I started the broadcast today, I spoke to my little sister in Jamaica. And I have a cousin on my father's side. The only relative I knew on my father's side for years until I met her brothers. And I keep in touch with her the most. She has a daughter, only child. Last week, just diagnosed with lymphoma. Just spoke to my little sister in Jamaica before the broadcast. She told me she just passed away. She wasn't feeling well, went to the hospital, and was supposed to start chemo next week.
Wow.
Just like that. And, you know, I almost canceled the broadcast. The broadcast. And so it has been a very somber Saturday Stew. But you know what? It only takes me back to recognizing how important we are. And to that we need to recognize the importance of having each other around and the value of having each other around. And not to take it for granted.
You're right.
Because in the blink of an eye, someone
just
is
like
gone.
That.
My little cousin Yanisha and I were talking online a week ago. Hadn't spoken to her in years. But the love was still there. No, I'll never speak with her again. Not directly,
wow,
anyway.
Wow.
And it hurt. It hurt, brother. It hurt. Dale Brown, welcome to the Saturday Stew. Is that a reason
my
why?
Pleasure.
Is there a reason why you are the one to be on today?
Well, that's all God. Today was a for us. I am recording today for a program. And I was actually looking forward to coming on. And I was actually going to call you and say, I'm not sure if the time was going to work out because we had some sound technicalities going on in our recording, so we were pushed back by like 3-4 hours.
Right.
And I said, you know what? No, let's just make it work. Make it work. And, you know, come to find out that we were both in a space where we were about to just give up or just say, you know what? Next time, team, we're not going to really stress it.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just keep pushing on, man. We don't know the reason, you know. I learned that when I was, as a young man growing up. We don't know the reason. And sometimes not knowing the tomorrow is scary.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the reality of it is, and I stand firm behind this all the time, I say, it's sometimes in our best interest if we don't know the tomorrow. Because we don't, right?
Right.
We
right.
just have to keep on. I am a faith-grounded believer that you got to keep on trusting. Trusting God. Trusting, you know, I mean, the older I get, the more exposed I get in life. My verbiage. I'm still a Christian. You know, that doesn't change. But I'm more comfortable with saying, believe in something. Trust in it. And stand firm on your belief.
Yeah,
I am a firm believer in God and what God can do for me, what God can do for the people around. But I'm always also a supporter of a true believer. I can respect a believer.
Right.
So I don't know how you feel right now, Kevin, to be honest with you, but I can empathize with where you are because, like you said, here today, gone tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
In a blink of an eye, life is so frail and fickle. You know, some of the things we expect or we think are just gonna be, or we think they are expected. We think that it's normal. It's, oh, yeah, man, we're gonna wake up tomorrow. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So, yeah, man. All right, so next week, link. We're not sure if next week is gonna come.
Yeah.
So, you know, I try to live in a way, and don't get me wrong, you know, we're not perfect. I'm in no way, shape, or form behaving or sounding like I have any ounce of perfection in me. But I do know that I try, and I'm always going to try, because mm-hmm. every day, I said it in a song, I just released a song in December of last year, December the 28th, mm-hmm. to be exact. And there's a line in the song where I said, I'm not really complaining, because every day I wake up, I try to be a better version of myself today than I was yesterday. And I live by that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's all about not giving up on this side.
No, exactly. Not giving up. We don't know how long we have on this side.
Yeah.
And opportunities that we get that are afforded to us daily, we can't take them for granted when we get them. We have to look at them as an opportunity.
Right.
Life, we open our eyes, we can see another day, we can walk around, we can laugh, we can move our limbs, like some things we take for granted. Like I said a prayer today with the team when we were working, and I said, I just want to thank God for the little things. Like I can see you, you can see me.
Yeah.
I can hear you, you can hear me. I can move my arms, I can still drive. Every now and then I go on the football field and I can do a little thing in my mind. But, you know, the little things I can still do.
Right, right.
So I'm grateful for that, because that to me is just the grace and mercy of God.
Yeah.
Coming in a way that I just would not expect. So, yeah, man, I am, my condolences to your entire family, my brother. Condolences to you. Condolences to you. I don't, like I said, I don't know. I always tell people, I never want to say I know what you're going through.
Yeah.
Because to each his own in terms of what we feel, you know, we are all created as separate individuals. You know?
Right.
Or everybody's fingerprints is different from everybody else. So there's no two of the same people. So I don't know what you personally feel, but I may be able to empathize because I've had situations that are closely related to that of which you speak on.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
I'm here, bro.
And much respect, Dale. You, let's talk a little bit about who Dale Brown is. because some people don't know Dale Brown. Welcome to the Reggae Global family, by the way. You're live on Reggae Global Radio and Reggae Global Livestream TV. Big ups to the Reggae Global family. Those of you wondering, why am I talking to a guy in the dark? He just finished shooting one of his show and was en route to home when we connected. So he'll soon get into the light so you can see him a little bit better. In the meantime, you just have to deal with looking at me and working with... See, he's getting into some light there now. Those of you watching on Facebook Live, I just encourage you to use the link to reggaeglobalradio.com and go on the website. All you need to do is scroll down. You'll see the video there. I'm going to jump off Facebook Live at this point in time. Go to reggaeglobalradio.com and just scroll down. The video is there. You don't have to do anything else but scroll down, and the video is live. Thank you guys over on Facebook Live. Much love. Truly appreciate love you. And come on over to Reggae Global. All right? Okay, so I have with me Dale Brown. And Lorraine, okay, first of all, Dale, I want you to understand something about Reggae Global Radio. It's a family. So you're on Reggae Global Radio. You're also on the Foundation Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com. Reggae Global is a family, first and foremost. And the family has zero geographical lines. It's people are hailing from all over the world. Thank you, Netherlands. Much love to you. Of course, from the Netherlands. For those of you who are just joining in, as I was telling Dale earlier, my cousin that often you see sometime pop in the Reggae Global chat, my cousin Sharon, lost her daughter yesterday. Recently diagnosed with lymphoma, wasn't feeling well, and just last week diagnosed with lymphoma, wasn't feeling well, went to the hospital yesterday, and that was it. So I almost cancelled, but this guy here that you see beside me, Dale Brown, is a gospel artist. The first one to be on the Saturday Stew as a secret ingredient. And it's kind of funny because I re-met Dale at a gospel concert that he had in Fort Lauderdale. And I say re-met because we had known each other from a long time before, and he was the one that reminded me of it. How exactly he remembered that, I'm still not yet sure. But Dale, you can tell the people a little bit about yourself, so that the Reggae Global family, so that they can get an idea of who you are.
My name is Dale Brown. I am originally from Kingston, Jamaica. Born, bred, and raised in Kingston. I went to St. Richard's Primary School. Then I went to Wilmer's Boys. Went to university in Jamaica as well. I actually went to university in Manchester. I went to Northern Caribbean University. I'm a gospel musician. I sing. I record, I produce, I engineer, I create music. I've been living overseas for a couple of years, almost 20 years now, eh? Next year will be 20 years. Mm. Released a couple of projects, and, you know, God has been good to the ministry that I've been blessed to be a part of. We have 3 albums out. We have a couple of singles out. I've worked on a lot of different music for a lot of different well-known artists all over the world. I do a lot with young people. We have a clothing line that's out right now. I currently teach music at a school a high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all into music. I'm all into music. I always told myself my aim was never to be a gospel artist. I was never trying to be a gospel artist. I just wanted to do something in music.
Mm.
So music just took me here. But yeah, that's pretty much about me. I breathe, eat, and sleep music, not just gospel. You know, funny thing, I was talking to a couple of gospel artists, gospel singers last week, and they're talking about people kept on asking them what are some of your inspirations, what inspires you to, you know, to write or to create these awesome songs or the style of songs. And they're like, well, I listen to everything. I don't just listen to gospel. I listen to everything that's, you know, good music. There is good music outside of the gospel realm, the gospel genre. And a lot of people don't get that. They don't understand that. Don't know why. But they just don't get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I listen to every facet of music on all levels. As long as it appeals to me, I'll gladly listen to it. Right. That's pretty much it. I'm missing anything, Kevin? That's it.
I don't think you're missing anything much at all. So for those who don't know, I myself went to St. Richard's Primary. And like I said, I don't know how it is that Dale remembered me. Because I walked up to him after the concert, and I invited him to be a guest on my broadcast, on the night shift with DJ Kevin Stew. And we were there chit-chatting, and he said, you know, I know you from somewhere. And so I immediately started going down the list. Was it Mutual Life in Jamaica? No. All right. Was it playing Business House Badminton in Jamaica or Business House Football in Jamaica? No. Which high school you went to? Wilma's? I went to George's. Maybe we met up? No. All right. And I said, then it could only be before that. The only thing I was before that was St. Richard's Primary. And he goes, yes, there. And I'm like, Brethren, really?
My memory with the face, it's actually pretty crazy. I am pretty good when it comes down to the face. Can you hear me now? I should cut that one off, right?
Oh, I can still hear you, but all right. So you're going to have to put your video on the other one so that it take over this one. See, when you switch up things, man, switching on the fly. We're chatting with Dale Brown, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who... Hi, Kamala. Welcome to the Reggae Global family. Welcome to the Saturday Stew. Dale, I don't know if you're hearing me, but I'm not hearing you. As you try to switch over... All right, so Dale remembered me from primary school. And so the connection was remade at that point on that Saturday evening. Where was it? Ambassador SDA in Oakland Park, Florida. And what time of year it was, I don't even remember. But the connection was made once again at that point. And Dale said to me at that back then at a concert, you know, I have somewhat of a photographic memory. Faces I don't forget. Now, here I am, poor me. I am saying, boy, you know, this is a face that you need to remember. Well, I don't know how you can remember, because it's been so long. You know, we're talking about years on top of years on top of years. I left primary school in 1987. So to remember someone from that time, and again, our paths didn't cross, as far as I can recall, prior to that concert. And I had heard, I knew of Dale Brown and Truth, and got the music, and, you know, when I tell you, a good vibe, it was a good vibe. And there is, okay, I think we're reconnecting with Dale now.
My computer is acting crazy, but I'm here. I'm right here, live and direct.
Yeah, the man, I'll go get Bossy-er.
No, sir.
Yeah, Melly, I'll link you afterwards and we can talk. Yeah, so Dale said, you know, I don't forget her face. And I am thinking that my face has changed significantly since I left primary school in 1987. This was, what, 2 years ago, Dale? The concert at Ambassador?
No, man, more than 2 years.
It was...
I've been in Toronto for 2 years. I moved here in 2019. So this had to be in 2017 or 2018.
Okay. So... Wait, which year are we in? Oh, yeah. So, maybe it's 2018. yeah. Maybe it was back in 2018. And so, you know, Dale remembered me from primary school, and the connection was remade right then and there. And it only just so works out that... And I had reached out to Dale. I didn't know his number had changed. I had reached out to him, asking him to come on to be the secret ingredient. And I wasn't getting a response from him. And I was like, why is this guy not responding to me? And I reached out on social media. And then he said, yo, my number changed. Sorry, brethren. you know, I made another move. And here he is, and it just so works out that it's on a day like today where I got this news just before my broadcast, and this is the guy. And why I say that is because I grew up in church. I grew up in the Christian faith also, and whereas I'm not religious, I'm very spiritual. And there are some people that when you make a connection with them, you form that connection, you can't explain it, but it's one of them lasting connections. So the mere fact that Dale was going to be my secret ingredient for today was one of those driving forces to continue to do this broadcast. No lie.
Because, I am humbled.
Well, here it is. If you hadn't remembered that we had this connection from in the 80s, then, you know, it would have just been another connection made in 2018, 2017, 2018, and just move forward and we just build on it. But there is something more. And even then, when we were talking, it felt like someone that I knew from so long ago, which was true. But, you know... The connection, the energy, that was there.
Yeah, I'm big on energy, man. So you have a good energy from day one. And I don't forget faces. The energy was legit. And that is my... Are primary schools considered alma maters? They're still alma maters,
yeah,
right?
Listen, I'm on the St. Richard's group on Facebook. So
I don't think that, but yeah, man, that is my ground. I tip my hat to that school. I learned so much while being at St. Richard's growing up, man.
Yeah. Going back to Dale the artist, Dale Brown the artist, and the label Dale, the brand Dale Brown and Truth. When did this start? Why did this start? How did it come about?
When did it start? It started in 2000 and possibly, I want to say I started to take music seriously in 2008 or 9. That's when I was like, you know what? I'm going to really push really hard for music. And then in 2010, I started a group. I was asked to direct a group, somewhat like Dale Brown and Truth,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Soul, Sounds of His Love, S-O-H-L.
Mm.
And we would sing all everywhere, all over the U.S. And people were like, "Yo, you guys sound so good. You did so well at this Donnie McClurkin song. You did so well at this Fred Hammond song. Or you did so well at this Travis Green song." Like, everyone's like, "Yo, you guys sounded really good at somebody else's thing." And I'm like, "Oh," but then I was like, "Why can't we try writing our own stuff?" Anyway, I remember when we started, it wasn't the easiest thing because, you know, people to start out at that late stage of the game, just going into writing, you know, your community first has to be supportive. But my community was more so judgmental than they were supportive. And it wasn't even an intentional judgment. It was just, they're just used to hearing us sing other people's songs. So once it was unfamiliar, the criticism came in, it was a lot that was going on around it. And I just told my guys, "Listen, we're going to start a group and we're going to sing not because we are looking for approval or a tick, a consent tick,
mm-hmm.
but because you want to create music, good gospel music that gives praise and honor to God."
Right.
And from that, we said, you know what? That's how Dale Brown Truth came about. And the only reason it's Dale Brown and Truth, it was because it was the initial stages of the brand, right? Nobody mm-hmm. else can be Dale Brown and Truth. You right. can be Brown and Truth. You can be Truth. There are tons of Truths all over.
Right.
But the group that we did, you can't replace that
mm-hmm.
With just anybody. So it allowed us to kind of morph and kind of create that brand that we wanted to have. And it was a process. It was a process. We had two sets of members, and I love all the members. Like, they have a big plot on my heart, but it was a process. Cause I remember when we just started, we had members that were very musical. I'm talking about top tier. I mean, worship leaders from, if I had what, let's say 3 or 4 per section at the time, 3 in each section would have been like a section leader, and 2 of the 3 or the 4 in the section were worship leaders or music ministers or soloists themselves.
Oh,
so
wow.
Everybody very musical.
Yeah.
And that was great. It was great vocally, but then, you know, because everybody had their thing doing, one, people still had their lives, they had things that they wanted to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And 2, you know, we had gotten to a point where everybody now is almost like, "Well, we don't want to do it this way. We want to do this. Or I don't think we should do this." And that person, "I don't think that." I'm like, "You know what? I respect all of that, guys. You guys are talented. You guys are exceptional.
Mm.
But this model does not work like that, right? We meet together, we decide. And ultimately, I kind of make the decision as to what works. And, you know, some things are going to win. Some
right,
things
right.
may not. Some right. things may not, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, if it's for the win, you know, God gets all the praise and all the glory. If it doesn't win, it's my head they're going to throw off, not yours."
Yeah.
So because it's my head that's going to get chewed off, we're going to go ahead and work with this. And, you know, after a while, some of them kind of fell off. And it wasn't just because of that, but, you know, they had their own things doing as well.
Yeah.
And then the group now morphed into a different form. Still musicians, but not that type. Not even musicality, but just not that space, headspace musician. Right. And that group was a group that I took on the road everywhere. We went all over the world. All over the U.S. We traveled to a couple of islands and a couple of other countries, but we did a lot of traveling. Like I was never home. When you saw me in Florida, I probably had sang somewhere the night before.
You did, and I was heading. And you were heading somewhere else, like the next day.
Yeah. yeah, man. That's how the group started. The inspiration behind it was just to create content that we were inspired to do that can affect some type of change in the lives of the average listener. And I didn't want to do things that were seen as cliche is the word, or more so just like the norm. Because right. Here's the funny thing, Kevin.
Yeah.
In America, I was not seen as a contemporary gospel artist. And in Jamaica, I wasn't seen as a gospel reggae artist.
So, which is cool. Where exactly did you fall? You were just Dale Brown.
Just Dale Brown and Truth. No, it was so for real because they'll be like, Dale, we know it, your sound because of your style. And my style is more, I don't know if you know this group called Take Six in the day.
Yeah.
Like, all right. I was a big fan of like Take Six, Naturally Seven, Straight Company, Commission. Mm-hmm. Those are my guys back in the day. Right. So my style always has like that third, fourth part harmony, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gospel reggae. The model for gospel reggae is a three-part solid harmony, a one-drop lick, the kick and the drum, the groove, right?
Yeah, yeah.
My style for me was that with like a twist. And then, so I was never, the reggae gospel, like, yeah, the song, them so nice, yeah, man, we love it, but that's not really reggae, right? And then the contemporary gospel world, they would say, bro, you Jamaican, though, like, you have a straight Jamaican accent, like, you're not from here. And I'm like, yeah, what, you know? So it was literally, I was in between.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it never affected what we wanted to do as a team. I think that was the biggest thing for me. What do we want to do as a team? How do we want to move forward? So we just kept on pushing. And from then, Dale Brown created their own lane. Mm. And I want to say I was more aligned with the contemporary gospel realm or genre after a certain time.
Yeah.
But we just started out, it was a struggle. It was a struggle.
Well, I have a few of your tracks that I'm going to bounce here on Reggae, coming up on Reggae Global. And the Foundation Radio Network.
Make sure you play Now Go Complain, you know.
Well, you're going to introduce it. You're going to introduce it because...
Oh.
Because right, that is the new tune from Dale Brown, and it is also very fitting for me personally what I am going through right now, and at this point I remember what I have always said: I'm not going to mourn the death, but I'm going to celebrate the life.
Mm-hmm.
And for that. Me not gonna complain. Yeah, it hurt. But I am not going to complain. Where can people find you? Where can people find your music? How can they get in touch and introduce me not gonna complain? Let me take this into the top of the hour. We take the hard break on Reggae Global. Those watching on Reggae Global TV, we're going to still be bouncing through Dale Brown tunes. And I'm going to pull up this tune several times until we come back from the break. Dale.
Where can you find me? I am all over social media. Dale Brown and Truth. My company is called Music Is Life. That's M-U-Z-I-K-I-Z-L-I-F-E. Music, all the S's are Z. So it's M-U-Z-I-K-I-Z-L-I-F-E. Music Is Life Ministry. Dale Brown, Sefton Dale Brown. On Facebook, it's Sefton Dale Brown. On Instagram, it's Official DB Music. Or Dale Brown and Truth, or Music Is Life. Email sefton.brown, dalebrownandtruth@gmail.com. I mean, you have my number. If somebody really wants me, they can call me. All right. And the music is everywhere. Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, Apple Music, YouTube, Instagram. We actually have, which I didn't even know that was a thing until somebody sent me a video of them dancing, and they're playing from Instagram. So we're on that. We're on the Facebook tunes as well. So yeah, I mean, everywhere, all the outlets, all the media outlets, we have music out on that.
Yeah.
And this song, my track, what's crazy is there was no plan to write this song or put this song out. That wasn't even I never had that plan. It wasn't on the list of songs to do. And it so happened that people kept talking. It was like, Dale, you always just chill. Because I'm a really chill guy. I don't sleep a lot. The world kind of burned down on us. And I said, all right, we could just go find somewhere we're not burned down and just roll our vibes and just easy, you know?
Right.
So I'm always in that space. Always trying to find the best, you know, in the space that I was in.
Mm-hmm.
This song just says, me not gonna complain, no matter what the people say, me not gonna complain, get down on my knees and pray. Me not gonna complain, even though things not go my way.
Mm-hmm.
Me not gonna complain, work hard every night and day. One of my, I want to say it's one of my most loved songs by myself.
Yeah.
And a lot of people across, it has crossed a lot of cultural barriers and boundaries, rather. With the song, so I'm excited about what it is doing, what it can do. The video is also out on are we playing? We playing the audio or the video? Which one are we playing?
Well, the audio. We're playing the audio. All right,
cool. Yeah, man, that's fine. So the video is also out on, but you know, feel free to go ahead and copy this on Spotify. I want to say no, it is on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
It is on iTunes, like I said, Google Play. It is on Apple Music. It's on everywhere.
Yeah. All right. So here's what I'm going to do. Because it is now the top of the hour, and on the radio side, it's going to go over to a hard break for 5 minutes. I'm going to invite you to jump into the Reggae Global chat room. I know you just got home, but if you go to reggaeglobalradio.com, that's all you need to do. Go to reggaeglobalradio.com. Make sure you mute your if you can mute the computer itself, but the player comes up and plays, so there's a mute button on the player itself.
And then, where on the main screen, where do I go?
All you need to do is scroll down.
Oh, okay.
Chat. And then below the chat, you see yourself and me?
Yeah.
Right. So, get in, interact with the people, say hi, answer whatever questions they may have for you. This is one of your new homes, right here, Reggae Global Radio. And, like I said, the family is large. Because the radio side is now on a break, the family and the foundation radio network that also hears this broadcast. In fact, no. Reggae Foundation Radio Network is actually hearing us still. So they're still getting our feed because they're getting my feed directly. But they're also a part of the Reggae Global Radio family. So you have gotten two new families, the Foundation Radio Network and Reggae Global Radio, and then Foundation and Reggae Global kind of intertwine also. So if we were Southern, you'd call us inbreeding.
I'm humbled. I'm excited to be a part of a new family. So, you know, I got your back, bro. I'm here, man. I'm here to support. I'm here to be involved, to be a part of anything positive. I'm all about it.
Yes, man. Much love. Much love. I truly appreciate love it. And I truly love you, brother. For real.
All the way, man. All the way back, brother. All the way back, whenever you.
Alright, so I'm going to bounce my complain on a couple of other tunes from Dale Brown and Druth. Much respect. Stick around. We could go through the remainder of the Saturday Stew. Thank you for being the secret ingredient, brother.
Blessings, blessings, blessings.
Now, this is the much talked about tune. Wait, name? Managa complain.
Ha! Naga complain. Yo. Me naga complain.
And I want to thank you all for tuning in. Remember, look out for one another. Look out for members of your community. Your community spreads far and wide. It's not just the development that you live in. Those that you pass on the bus, on the plane, or the boat, or the train, whether you walk, ride, or drive, these are members of your community. Do something good for one of them today, because you never know who's going to do something good for you tomorrow. My name is DJ Kevin Stewart, so I like to do it to you, for you, and with you each and every Saturday, right here, Reggae Global Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern. Those of you who catch me normally, Monday to Wednesday, the night shift with DJ Kevin Stewart. I'm going to give you a pre-life. And then bounce on out of here.
Pray life. Kevin Stone, Reggae Global Radio. Red Fox, up full more than a cup full, make it spill. Say it, yeah. Anything that has value is always at risk. Why you think no one shot, yeah? Black man does hear this. You're from a land where the mines are so rich, where golds and diamonds are more than sticks. You're from a land rich in spirit, where God created Adam and Eve, don't it? Where the conquering lion rule it and sit. Sit up in a Zion, Ethiopia is it. You're from a land where they had to send ships. Manpower so strong, everybody wanted it. America, England, France, Spain, top the list. Portugal, Netherlands, they all made the trip. You're from a land of the artistic. Singers, musicians, we brought them music. Our sweet black woman, them God precious gift. Man of civilization, don't you forget it. You're from a land where the sun shines so crisp. Africa, the motherland, take a look at Egypt. Check out the pyramid, remember who did build it. Go back 4,000 years, check out the whole script. Overstand yourself, reintroduce yourself quick. Black life matter, long time them know this. But it's our time to know, cause they won't tell ya. Check it, pre-line. Yes, my people, check out I Red Funks on Reggae Global Radio. Every Saturday at 8 p.m. with Kev Stew, we all give you a pre-line for brand new, good for you. Kick me like a ball if you don't see a dance song, you hear that?
Greetings and salutations. This is DJ Kevin Stew inviting you to bubble up and simmer down with me in the Saturday Stew right here on Reggae Global Radio. Get ready for the special segment called The Secret Ingredient, where you may hear from your favorite artist or producer. Saturday Stew happens every Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time exclusively on ReggaeGlobalRadio.com, where we get high on reggae.